So John chapter 2, starting in verse 12. And let's just go ahead and start reading there. John chapter 2, verse 12. It says, after this, he, that's Jesus, went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there a few days. And so last time, the opening verses of chapter 2, Jesus was at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and now he is going to be making his way on down to Jerusalem. Let me read a few more verses, actually, starting in verse 13 there. It says, the Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. And he made a scourge of cords and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves, he said, take these things away. Stop making my father's house a place of business. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me. And so, as I said, he's making his way to Jerusalem, is what these verses are telling us, and talks about there what's happening there. We'll get to that in a little bit. But on the way there from Cana, first of all, he went to Capernaum in verse 12. And Capernaum was actually northeast of Cana. And so it's a little strange. It says he went down. You know, we think of going north as going up, right? But actually, Capernaum was lower in elevation than Cana. And so he literally went down to Capernaum. He went down in elevation to get to Capernaum. And Capernaum, we're going to see this often in the book of John. This becomes Jesus' home base for his ministry. Instead of his hometown of Nazareth, Capernaum really becomes kind of his home base where he goes back to. We'll see that. And he's making his way again to Jerusalem and tells us in verse 13 for the Passover. And the Passover, we've probably heard that term before. We've heard of the Passover. Maybe we've seen the Ten Commandments movie on TV. Passover was one of three festivals that Jewish men were required to attend each year. Let me read to you from Deuteronomy 16:16 in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 16:16 says, three times in a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, that's the Passover, and at the feast of weeks, we call that Pentecost typically, and at the feast of booths, and sometimes we call that the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. And so what that's saying in Deuteronomy 16 is they're to come to these three festivals. There are more festivals, but they're to come to these three in particular, and they're to bring an offering with them to this these festivals. And Jesus is completing the first one here. He's going to the Passover. And we know that the Passover is in the springtime. That's when we celebrate Easter, or we may refer to it as Resurrection Day. You can see more about that in Leviticus 23, verses 5 and 6. Actually, all of these are talked about in Leviticus 23, all these different festivals. Pentecost, then, is the second one that I read that Jewish men were required to keep. And Pentecost literally means 50 days. And so it's 7 weeks after the Passover, or on the 50th day, they're to come together again, all the Jewish men. And it's to celebrate when the law was given to Moses, on Mount Sinai. That's also, you can read about that also in Leviticus 23, verses 15 and 16. And then finally, there's this Feast of Booths or Tabernacles, which is at harvest time. And that was to remind the Jews of how they lived in tents all those years, you know, as they were making the Exodus and everything. They lived in tents. And that's also talked about in Leviticus 23, verses 42 and 43. And so for all these three festivals in particular, the men were supposed to bring, you know, a sacrifice with them. It was supposed to be a sacrifice of thanksgiving is what it was supposed to be. Not a sacrifice, you know, for the atonement. That happens, you know, at the Jewish New Year. And so just kind of interesting, maybe if you, you know, are interested in that sort of thing, thought you might find that interesting to learn about these three festivals So Jesus arrives here at the Passover, and he discovers